Hello, I'm Jordan Smythe, the founder of Glassy Mountain Advisors. Welcome to the latest edition of our Summit View. Each quarter, I take these few minutes to give you a condensed version of our quarterly commentary, which in this case is an overview of our thoughts on the first quarter of 2025 and our current market outlook. But things are currently happening so rapidly, including major policy changes and flip-flops and big swings in the markets, there's a strong chance a large portion of what I say to you now would be dated by the time you hear it. For that reason, and also because recent weeks have been particularly unnerving for many investors, I'm going to veer off script a bit this time and hit only a few highlights from the first quarter in our outlook and remind you of what we think is most important to investing success in times like these. Despite a strong start fueled by enthusiasm for the return of business-friendly policies from the incoming Trump administration, the S&P 500 fell 4.3% in the first quarter of 2025, marking the worst quarter for stocks in over 2 years. Stocks have continued to decline sharply in April as concerns mount regarding various policy initiatives from the Trump White House, particularly the higher tariffs on imports from established trade partners. Tariffs may contribute to a return of higher inflation and potentially slower economic growth, placing the Federal Reserve in a bind between wanting to ease interest rates to avoid recession and needing to tighten rates to tame inflation. Bonds initially offered a safe haven for investors, but have fallen with stocks more recently, a troubling sign. We are taking a cautious approach to the investment markets in the near term and expect volatility to continue as investors weigh the effects of Trump's policy initiatives on the business and economic climate. It's hard to discern where markets go from here in the near term. Trump's announcement a few days ago of a 90-day pause in increased tariffs from many countries sparked a historic rally for U.S. stocks. The S&P 500 jumped 9.5% on April 9th, marking its best one-day gain since October 2008. However, uncertainty remains as Trump's sudden reversal did not provide further clarity on his administration's trade policy, and stocks fell again the next day and remain lower than before the tariffs were announced. Given the recent uncertainty and volatility in the stock market, we believe the prudent approach is to focus on the fundamentals of investing. It's as important as ever to remain calm and stay disciplined with your investment plan. While the recent market fluctuations can be unsettling, remember that we manage investments to withstand periods of volatility and achieve our clients' goals over the long term. It can be tempting to think that selling stocks now, sitting on cash, and then reinvesting when things calm down might be an approach that would help avoid losses. However, the recent surge of nearly 10% in a single day highlights the perils of missing out on the market rebound, which can happen suddenly. Better to stay the course with a sound strategy, remain invested, and participate in the recovery when it comes. We remain optimistic regarding the long-term prospects for the U.S. economy and the potential for stocks to provide attractive returns over coming years. History has shown that markets are resilient in the face of great challenges, including world wars, recessions, depressions, financial crises, and pandemics. We are confident that stocks will recover from these most recent challenges too and reward patient investors. And we appreciate your faith in our management of your portfolios and welcome any comments or questions. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to read more details of our outlook, go to the quarterly view on our blog. Take care.